You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Orange, you glad to be a Kansas Cityan today? Bah!
Nice. Oranje.
Here's, build this city on Oranje, Mars.
We build it on Oranje. We are the soccer capital of the world today, despite the fact that the rain is just now moving in. And my daughter, Dan, was on her way to FanFest.
Yeah.
And I was watching Fox 4, and I looked up, and they said FanFest is being, I don't want to say shut down, but
weather delayed
to the lightning. Mm-hmm. They're saying, look, there's lightning in the area. We got to get everybody out of here.
Yeah, we had a few drops earlier. Of course, everyone's worried that we were going to get washed out for the big fan walk. We did not. Okay. There were a few drops.
Let's go with the fan walk. Sam, you were showing me some of the photos and the videos on social media. It looks like a million people marched downtown wearing orange.
Absolutely electric. Really quickly, we should be clear that it is canceled for now until they announce that it is uncanceled. FanFest is not set to reopen. They're just waiting it out.
We will let you know. But I mean, look outside. It is absolutely pouring down rain.
Reports show that anywhere from 20 to 22,000 or more people all wearing orange were partying marching down Kansas City streets, mm-hmm. and Dan Weinbaum was right in the mix.
Yeah, I was right up near the front. I was probably about 100, 150 feet, maybe 200 feet at times from the back of the bus with the DJs. That was just extraordinary.
You walked in going, da, 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 da. You were waving a flag. You've got orange on. You got jacked in the face, apparently, by someone's foot. You don't care. What was it like, honestly? So explain this.
Yeah.
The Dutch all do this. They invade every city when there's a big match coming up, and they march in unison behind a gigantic orange bus wearing orange.
Yes. There you go. You summed
it
up.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just part of their football, the soccer culture. They go where their team is playing, especially for the World Cup, and they hold the Oranje Mars, the Orange March, the Orange Army, the Orange Legion. Yeah, the fan walk, and they hold it everywhere. And this one is looking to be the biggest one so far.
Oh, yeah.
In this World Cup. Yeah, Kansas City turned out. I noticed there were people. Of course, there was a lot of Dutch there, and because they're here for the match this evening. And, of course, the Dutch are base camped here.
Oh, yeah. You guys, listen to this. Just listen. People are crazy, and I love them.
Careful, Danny. You're getting Dan all hyped up again.
I think I want to be Dutch.
He's about to jump out of his chair
in there. This is phenomenal.
That is part of, I don't even know what they call it, but it's that to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, and then the da-da-da-da. And then you've got the entire street full of thousands of people doing this little dance.
I
to the left.
Love it. To the right. Da 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 da.
Oh. So this morning I parked, I got on the streetcar, I rode it up to Power and Light. And on my streetcar was the orange suit man. He's a super fan.
Oh.
Dutch.
Yeah.
And I got to get a little selfie with him, which was cool. He's a super fan, but he's not around robbing banks. So
that's good.
He's cool.
I think we have the market cornered on that one, Dan.
Yeah, that's for sure. I walk into Power and Light, and it wasn't even 9:30 yet, and the rave was underway.
Yeah.
The DJs were going nuts. The place was packed. And then we still had 2 hours until we stepped off.
My God, I love everything about it. I love everything about it. Da, 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 da,
da. We'll just play this on a loop all day. The best part about that video is that the Fox 4 van is right in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
And the only reason you can tell it's the Fox 4 van is because of the mast on top. You can't really see the van.
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. Well, I'm glad you got to go, Dan. I really am.
This is almost like a bucket list item.
Yeah.
You know, I got to hang out with the Dutch and party with them a little bit back in 1994.
It was a
down
good year.
In Orlando.
Yeah.
And now today I got to hang out and party with their children and grandchildren.
Absolutely. Absolutely love it. 913-586-7798. What a great time to be alive in our town. And Brian Busby will join us, by the way, after the break. You can look outside and see. It doesn't take a meteorologist to know that it's raining. However, we need the chief meteorologist to come on and tell us, how long is this going to go? Let's talk about the lightning. When is that moving out? And what does this look like for the rest of today's festivities, whether you're going downtown or you just have other plans.
Well, and the match coming up at 6 o'clock.
And the match at 6 o'clock.
Stadium, yeah.
With our friends from Tunisia. And I'm not saying that we don't love Tunisia, but man, the orange just sort of took over today.
I ran into some folks from Tunisia.
Yeah, they're like, we can't compete with this.
That came in. I said hello. I welcomed them to Kansas City.
Oh, good.
I helped them take a group photo.
Oh, good.
And then I ran into some folks that are from Libya.
Wow.
That are here to support Tunisia.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just, you know, again, I love this global experience that we're all having here in Kansas City.
So we'll post this all over social, but if you have not seen the, I don't know if it's a drone photo or a helicopter photo of what this looked like downtown, it looks like someone spilled orange Kool-Aid down 10 city blocks. All you see from, and the phones are ringing. If you were down there, I would love to take a couple of calls on this, because I do think we are getting to see something and experience something that is truly a once in a lifetime event. And for my daughter to walk in right before I came to work, and she said, "We're going down to FanFest." And I said, "Sweetheart, put on some orange, go enjoy yourself." And even though it is delayed for lightning right now, it'll be back. It'll be back, and that's part of the reason we're going to have Brian Busby on, just to kind of give us the timeline of what everything looks like tonight. Let's go to Jeff in Shawnee, who was there. Hi, Jeff. Welcome on in.
How are you?
So good.
I got to tell you, just now getting home from the Orange Walk. I won't even call it a parade, because in a parade, you know, you got the parade, whatever you call them, the people, and this was, you could go down there, and if you decided you wanted to get in and walk with them, you could, which I thought was very inclusive. I myself and some of my friends were bike riding in front of the bus behind the motorcycles, and we had us a time. It was unreal.
I've heard it described as indescribable.
That's probably the best, the best way to describe it is it cannot be described. People everywhere, people from everywhere. I saw a few people from Tunisia, which I thought, man, it took a lot of nerve to get down there, you know, with a flag. One woman had her little flag over her purse, and another guy had his flag over his shoulder, and there were no problems. I was talking with my friends about that, and not to bag on us locally, but had that been a Chiefs and Raiders parade, there would have been problems, you know?
Jeff, I'm not so sure it would have had the same ending, and thank you for the call. You are absolutely right. Let's go to Tara, who remains downtown. First of all, Tara, is it raining where you are?
Yes, by power and light, I just jumped in my vehicle. But I just have to say the same thing. There will never be anything like this again. Not that there won't be something better or something worse, but there will never be an experience like I just had today. From even driving down there when I was coming from the Northland, I picked up people on the way. They had orange shirts on. It's like, I know we're going to the same place. Hop in. My SUV, we could not fit another body in here. And we're all just singing along. But to the parade route, people have painted my face. I've got little foamy things, bracelets. I don't know any of these people. Everybody was having such a great time. They were carrying people on their heads. It was insane. But to get, I was up close to the bus too, because all the drunks were in the back end. But you could, because I stayed in the bar at the last minute, like we ain't in no hurry. But so to be at the top of the hill coming at Grand to look back and take that picture, mm-hmm. I mean, you could not see anything but a sea of orange. It was phenomenal. The only thing I would say bad, that's not even bad, is that we needed more trash cans to hold all those beer bottles. But it's great.
Tara.
Kansas City did this right, I'm not telling you. I'm just saying.
I know it, and I love the enthusiasm because I was so sick and tired of the naysayers, you know, marching up toward this thing. We're not going to be ready. They're not going to be this. What's going on with the hotel? Is this really going to be... And you know what? Everything turned out to be just fine.
Tara described it so beautifully. What happened down there, once in a lifetime opportunity.
You should be beaming with pride for our town today. We hope that you are.
Tell you what, I can't wait for our next Super Bowl parade.
Better weather would be like maybe the one thing we could do better, but you
one thing that happened down there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is I do believe I saw them lined up in front the Kansas City Public Works salt and snow removal trucks.
Yeah.
They're orange anyway.
Oh, no way.
So they were in the front of the parade heading down. That was pretty cool.
Matches tonight at 6 p.m. What's going on with the weather? Brian Busby calling in. We will get to a quick break and check on the weather before we move on to other topics on the Dana and Parks Show. Stick with us for that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.